SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The special counsel in President Biden's classified documents case will testify today on Capitol Hill.
Robert Hur decided the president would not be prosecuted for keeping sensitive files, but he also embarrassed the 81-year-old Biden by portraying him as an elderly man with poor memory. Hur's testimony before the House Judiciary Committee will keep the spotlight on the president. Democrats have suggested that Hur, a Republican appointed to his role as U.S. attorney by Donald Trump, is a political partisan. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The House gearing up for a vote this week on a bill requiring China's ByteDance to sell TikTok amid concerns that the popular video sharing app is under the thumb of the Chinese Communist Party. A Biden-Trump rematch? All but assured. Joe Biden and Donald Trump hope to capture their party's presidential nominations today with victories in a series of state primaries. There are contests on tap today in Georgia and Washington State, Mississippi, and Hawaii. Also at SRNNews.com, with armed gangs running the country now, Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry is resigning. Haiti is getting more than $100 million in additional U.S. aid.
A political crisis, escalating violence, unrest. This has created an untenable situation for the Haitian people. And we all know that urgent action is needed on both the political and security tracks.
Secretary of State Blinken says the additional aid will speed deployment of a multinational force to Haiti. It's also more in humanitarian aid for Haitian civilians. A barge holding close to 200 tons of food is being towed toward Gaza. The relief effort is funded chiefly by the UAE. It's coordinated by a U.S.-based charity, World Central Kitchen. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 11 points. This is SRN News. The president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says President Biden's view on abortion is a change from his earlier stance.
President Biden, as Senator Biden and Vice President Biden, opposed government funding of abortion, but he has now shifted to enthusiastic support and demand for taxpayer support for abortion. He's made abortion a weapon in American foreign policy as well. He is the doddering but dangerous chief executive serving the culture of death.
In his daily briefing, Dr. Albert Mohler says the president's shift on abortion appears to be politically motivated.
President Joe Biden now openly and unabashedly embraces the culture of death. He clearly understands abortion as the main issue that just might keep him in the White House for another four-year term.
Mueller warns that the president's current position and the current position of the Democratic Party is far more radically pro-abortion than even Roe versus Wade, which the Supreme Court overturned in 2022. This is SRN News. Murder and a scam in Connecticut.
Prosecutors say a 76-year-old woman accused of killing her husband, hiding his body, and collecting his paychecks now has pleaded guilty to manslaughter. Linda Kasuda-Baghazi was arrested in February of 2018 on the death of her husband, Dr. Perlugi Baghazi, a pathology professor at UConn Health. Investigators believe he died in July 2017, and his checks were deposited in the couple's joint checking account. Jason Walker reporting.
Following weeks of testing, an electronic system for filing tax returns directly with the IRS is now available for taxpayers from 12 selected states. Direct File is a free online tool. Taxpayers in the 12 states who have very simple W-2s and claim a standard deduction may be eligible to use it this tax season. More details at srnnews.com.